We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Today's show is also brought to you by Farmer Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com, that's CECinc.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now, let's talk Mountaineer football alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley. Here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you, Mountaineer Nation. Thanks for being with us. It is Oklahoma State Week. WVU, after enjoying the bye, is back at it. They are ready to go. And things have escalated quickly. Big 12 conference opener is coming your way on Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 on a nationally televised game on ABC. That means airtime on MSN Radio, oh, by the way, at high noon. Dan and Wolf, glad to have you along. Neil Brown, in just a moment, will be stepping to the podium. Wolf, I think a very productive bye week for WVU. We were able to watch, to the surprise, I think, of everybody in college football, Oklahoma State struggled to that victory against Tulsa on Saturday afternoon down in Stillwater, a place that West Virginia is heading to, a place that West Virginia has not fared all that well over the last handful of years. We haven't defeated the Pokes since 2014, so this is one that we really have to check here sooner rather than later.
Well, absolutely, Danny, and I want to say that this is an opportunity for the Mountaineers. It's 2020. Anything can happen. Right. So it's already proven that, you know, Power Five teams have gone down to the Group Five, and Tulsa really gave OSU a tough time, where they were actually leading, you know, 7-3, you know, 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And obviously OSU, their starting quarterback went down, went through Bullock, the second teamer, and then to the freshman there, who's a big 6'5", 220-pounder, which I really see as the future for OSU. That's the quarterback they're used to, that 6'5" guy that just sits back there and plants and makes the throws. So there's some opportunities here, as I said, Danny. And, you know, when you look at it offensively, I think the offensive line is a little suspect. They're big offensive linemen, but I think our defense – defensive line and backers could have an advantage here. And they ran the ball 50 times against Tulsa, so they like to run, but they only averaged 2.8 yards per carry. So they struggled a bit, gave up a whole bunch of sacks. It was 6 against Tulsa. And I like our matchup and our opportunities there. Defensively, that's going to be a different story because they are the OSU of old, and they're giving you multiple fronts, and they're giving you multiple coverages where, you know, Jared Daigie's going to have to be really on the same page with the wide receivers and understanding what they're going to give you and how it's going to, you know, move into and transition into it from a 4 to a 1 and vice versa in cover 3. You do it.
All right.
They do it.
Yep.
You
all
know
right.
What I mean?
So we will hear from Neil Brown on all of that when we return. So stay with us. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. The head coach of the Mountaineers will be stepping to the podium here in just a little while. It's all brought to you by our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. A comprehensive breakdown, plus Chad Scott, running back coach, Alex Sinkfield, running back, will join us as we continue on with you until 1 o'clock here from inside Mountaineer Field. Back in just a moment.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the Mountaineers. Now, it's time to hear from Coach Brown.
We'll be heading inside the Pushcar Center here in just a moment. Neil Brown is about to step to the podium. We were remarking during the break, Wolf, that Oklahoma State's defense is very, very good at camouflaging coverage, especially pre-snap, and they're changing at the last minute. You mentioned it early in the open. Why don't you elaborate that on a little bit more while we wait for Coach Brown?
Sure. What I see, Danny, is cover 4, which is, you know, all 4 defensive backs are going quarter, 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 right? So they're taking a quarter of the field. But what they like to do is, at the snap, transition to a single free high safety. Now, it's cover 1. That's man free. That's everybody underneath. That single high free safety is man, and he's playing center field. Okay, he's going there to support the long ball. But then you also have cover 3 that they go into. So when they go cover 3, that's not man. That's zone. So Jared Daigie and the wide receivers have to understand that, because in zone, the wide receivers have to do what? They have to find the hole in the zone, right, where they're open. And man, you got to beat man coverage. And the quarterback's got to know that, number one. And number two, the wide receiver's got to know it. And that's called being on the same page. So that right there, it could be a problem. And then you get into some of the more elaborate coverages of, you know, 6-0, which is quarter, quarter, half. Okay, and then you got a hole player doing the crossing routes underneath. You got 2-hole, you got 4. I mean, I'm throwing this out and probably getting a little bit too much in the weeds, but Jared Daigie and the wide receivers have to really pay attention to what the defensive secondary is giving them.
Okay, all right, stand by. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we hope to be joined by Neil Brown. So stay with us here on the radio side. For those watching on the many digital platforms, we'll have that for you here in just a little while. This is the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
At Encova Insurance, we encircle you with insurance solutions you can trust. We provide coverage to protect what you care about. Business insurance, including workers' compensation, auto, home, and life insurance. What makes us unique? Our superior financial strength, smart technology, a one-stop shop for custom-tailored solutions. Encova 360, our approach to workers' compensation and local decision-making. We are Encova Insurance. Visit Encova.com for more information.
Welcome back to Milan Pushkar Stadium. Let's go live into the press conference room to listen in on head coach Neil Brown for Oklahoma State Week.
That are tuning in, September 26th is Mountaineer Nation Day. So encourage everybody to wear their gold and blue on that day and be proud West Virginia Mountaineers. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
First question today will come from
So, Coach, how extensive do you go back in film study? I'm sort of thinking Ellingsworth. I mean, do you have to go back and watch high school film of a true freshman that hasn't played hardly any college football?
Well, he came in the game last week, and I thought he did a really nice job. Anytime you come in your first game and first play from scrimmage, you throw a touch fade, which is as hard a throw there is in football, and he did it. And so I think that the moment won't, if he does play against us, I don't think the moment will be too big for him. They had success with their backup quarterback last year against us. So I think their team will have some confidence going into the game because of that. But yeah, you go back and watch his high school film just to get a good understanding of who he is.
Next question comes from Robert Allen. Go ahead, Robert.
There we go, Coach. I wanted to ask you about your defensive setup now. I'm really curious about Coach Leslie, Coach Adai. You had that opportunity to go in the Eastern Kentucky game and see how that worked with one calling the front, one calling the back end. How did it work?
Yeah, well, we played well in that game. I don't know if that's an indicator how we're going to play for the rest of the season, but it's a that staff has a lot of experience on that side of the ball. We've got a lot of faith in all those guys over there. I think our players do as well. But that's how we've approached it really since making the change. Is Jordan's kind of been the guy that's kind of controlled the front end, and Jamal's been in charge of the back end, and they work together on the game plan, and then they feed off each other during the game. But that's how we're gonna continue to move forward. And like I said, I got a lot of confidence in them.
Coach, we got a question submitted to us from Bob Hertzel. What does a healthy Vandarius think for your defense, and how does it change things for you with his skill set?
Well, I'm more happy for him that he's healthy. This is probably the most healthy he's ever been in his career that I've known him. So over the last 20 months or so, this is the healthiest I've seen him. So he can add a dimension to us. He's got to continue to get better. I thought he's good or really good against Eastern Kentucky, but he still had too many negative plays. He was on the ground too much. I think he's got to stay up, but he does. He has plus pass rushing skills, and he has the ability to play standing up at the second level or play down on the line of scrimmage.
Next question will be from Ryan Crick. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Coach.
Just take us a little bit into these last couple of weeks, if you can. I know you said the goal was to get better. Were there specific areas you're really targeting there? Or are there areas you feel like you've kind of advanced in a lot? Are there still areas that you're a little bit concerned about? And just how much better off do you think you are right now than the last time we saw you against Eastern Kentucky?
Well, the hope is we're better, you know, and that's, we kind of tacked that bye week with some goals in mind. Continue to work on our rushing offense. I think it's important that we stop the run. So, we're working good on good, a lot of good on good work. Did a lot of work in the red zone because I think that's important. If you look at Big 12 games, a lot of those are decided in the red zone. That's where we lost a lot last year on both sides of the ball. And we put a lot of work into special teams. You know, we underperformed week one special teams really in all the phases. And so we've put a lot of time into that drill work and good versus good work in that area.
Hey, Neil, I was just wondering, what do you think it's going to be like to play against Josh Sills on Saturday? And do you have experience playing against former players?
I'm sure I do. Nothing that sticks out. I don't really know. I mean, we're going to line up, and he's going to play offense, and our defense guys are going to go out there and play. We wish him the best of luck. I obviously don't want a whole lot of success in this game, but after that, we wish him the best of luck. Hadn't really thought about it.
Next question will be for Sean Manning.
Hey, Neil. With digital whistles, I didn't hear it or see it be an issue in the Eastern Kentucky game, but the game in Stillwater with fans there, it seemed like there were a lot of guys going full speed on dead plays. Is that a concern for you in general? And is there any way you could think to maybe improve that situation?
I did notice that. I noticed it watching it on TV, and then it's evident on the coach copy. And so I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if at practice I wear a whistle underneath a gator, you know, so I think that's one answer. But I really haven't talked to Greg Burks about it, so I don't know what precautions or what changes they're planning on making as far as with the officials, but it was evident. It was evident that there were several plays that played through the whistle. They said it happened in the NFL week one. I didn't see it, but it was clear in that game.
So kicking off a conference play against Oklahoma State, a tough established team, how much of a measuring stick game do you think this is heading into year two of the climb?
Well, I think without a doubt it is. You know, it's I think it's important to see if we're ready to play against the top teams in our conference, which I would argue that Oklahoma State is right up there with anybody. They probably have the most experience on both sides of the ball and on special teams returning. And so I think that's a fair assessment.
Next question comes from Barry
Trammell. Yeah, Neil. You are relatively new to West Virginia. I've been to Morgantown a bunch, and they've embraced the Big 12 and all those things, but it still is a little bit strange, the separation between Morgantown and the rest of the conference. How do you view West Virginia and the Big 12's relationship? Is it just normal to you since you don't really know anything else, or is the geography still an issue?
No, I think it's pretty – and Barry, I'll say this is, I hadn't really put a whole lot of time thinking about it, honestly. They came in the league when I was in the league at Texas Tech as a coordinator. And so, you know, that was back in 2012. So in my mind, it's pretty, you know, hey, we're a member of the Big 12 and a happy member, honestly. There's some difficult away trips for our fans outside of that. That's really the only time I really think about it is when our fans, you know, talk about the difficulty to make a road trip. Other than that, you know, I like the venues, some of the top venues in all of college football, great college towns across the board in the Big 12. So I'm a happy, proud member, and I think I'd speak for our athletic department as well.
Next up is Kevin Kinder.
Usually after game one, you know, you've got an idea of what you have, but both offensive lines coming into this game are probably going to be a little bit different than what they were in game one. I know that you said for your line, their suspensions were over the moment the whistle blew at the end of the first game. But are you comfortable with what you're going to see? Is there still some of that anticipation of, hey, let's see what we've really got with, you know, the first five that we think are going to go out there on Saturday?
Kevin, that's fair. You know, I think there's some anticipation because we haven't seen Junior hadn't played in a game. You know, Chase hadn't played in a game. They like practiced really well. I feel good about going seven, maybe eight deep with the offense line. We'll definitely play seven, maybe get into eight. But yeah, there's some anticipation, you know, going into it, but I'm confident I'm really confident in how those guys are going to play and how they're going to rise to the occasion. But it's a little bit different going into game two where they didn't play.
Coach, so walk us through the testing protocol on Friday, then, you know, leading into travel. And do you expect to have a lot of trepidation in your own mind, you know, concern as you find out,
Greg,
the results?
There's trepidation every time we test. All right. So we tested last Friday. We were all clear as far as all testing negative. We tested Sunday. We were all clear, all tested negative. The same trepidation I'll feel on Friday is the same one I'm going to feel tomorrow over about the 24, 36 hours it takes us to get the test back. And so, you know, here's my philosophy on it is we're going to try to do the very best we can from a football program to follow every procedure and protocol that we possibly can, understanding that there's going to be some unfortunate circumstances or some things that we couldn't plan for. And when that happens, we'll just roll with the punch and try to do the next right thing. You know, and what I mean by that, if somebody's all of a sudden test positive on a Friday, then we've got to move on. We've got to go and make adjustments as a staff. And we've had to, you know, we're probably more flexible as a program, as a coaching staff than we've ever been, just because there's been so many changes in the last 6 months.
Next question from John
Matani. Just curious if you could walk me through how you're going to prepare for two different styles of quarterback, and knowing that you only have so much time with your guys, and of course, Sanders being so dynamic and athletic, how do you go about that? How do you plan for that? And actually maybe three.
Yeah, well, I think what you do is you prepare for the start for the guy that started the year, which is Spencer Sanders, which is if he's well, I don't want to speak for Oklahoma State, but if he's well, then my assumption is he'll play, and that's who you prepare for. Now, if another guy plays, they'll adjust, and we'll have to adjust. But I think you go in and you prepare and you plan for the strengths of what he does in his dual threat ability. And then if you need to adjust, you adjust.
Next question from Mike Pizzazza. Go ahead, Mike.
Neil, when you get a stat sheet in your hand after that game and you see there's two numbers that kind of jump out, I'm curious what you do with it as far as trying to get a explanation, but giving up six sacks and then going 11 for 11 on third down. I don't know, for your offense and your defense, how do you get to the bottom of those things? Try to figure out how you can either avoid that fate or be better at that.
So the first one I'll talk about, I'll hit them. I kind of hit the six sacks. I think offensively, my opinion of that game, when I look at Oklahoma State offensively, is, and we were there a year ago. Okay, so when your starting quarterback gets hurt within the first series of the game, and you'll remember that happened to Austin last year against Iowa State, from a coaching and a play caller standpoint, that makes it really difficult. And you plan, but you only have a certain amount of time to practice. And so when your starter gets knocked out, and it's not just the coaching staff, it's the players around them too. I mean, it's a body blow. And it takes you a little bit to recover. And so I think that's part of it. And so my belief and my assumption is that we're going to see an entirely different unit, a unit that, you know, that's probably they were in the top 10 in the country in most phases last year. And Chuba Hubbard's a Heisman Trophy candidate. And Tylan Wallace, a guy that's capable of winning a Biletnikoff. And both of those guys have more than 2,500 yards apiece in their career. And so offensively as a whole, they're going to play better. And then offensive line-wise, they had to shuffle. So they had some injuries in the game too. And that makes it really difficult because your communication, people don't talk about that, but the O-line piece is so important from a communication to make sure you're all on the same page. And it's hard to work different groups, especially in this COVID time, especially if and I don't know if they've had some guys missed because they were in quarantine or any of that type of stuff, it makes it even harder. But I think they'll be much more in sync this week. And then you'll make a lot of improvement from week one to week two. On the flip side, the 0-11 on third downs, that's outstanding. But I really felt like, and I think that we even talked about this leading into this game last year when we played Oklahoma State, I think it was the next last game, is that defense made a lot of improvement from about the midpoint on last year. And they've got a bunch of guys that can play man coverage. And when you can do that on third down and you can generate a pass rush, sometimes with four guys, which they did, then you can be good on third down. So I was probably less surprised that they were really successful on third down. Anytime you pitch a shutout, that's pretty impressive. But I was not surprised that they were really good on defense in that game and even more so on third downs.
We'll take these last three questions in queue. Scott Wright, you're next.
Neil, what have you thought of your defensive line play to this point, and how important will that be this week?
Yeah, I thought our young guys played well against Eastern Kentucky. I think our veterans can play better. You know, Darius and Dante and Jeff Pooler and those guys, I think they can play better. I think they will play better. But that's going to be as important a matchup as there is in the game, is our D-line versus their O-line.
Back to Cody. Go ahead.
So going back to watching film, I know you mentioned you would even go back and watch these quarterbacks' high school tape. Is it more important to see tape of the specific players or of like the overall scheme that they run?
Yeah, when we watch their high school tape, we're just watching that kid particularly. You know, schematics, it's a little bit up in the air because they've got a new play caller this year. And so it's a little bit of a guessing game anyway, regardless of who plays quarterback.
Coach, the last time the NCAA made a ruling on in-person recruiting, you said you were prepared for that and had already adjusted before they announced it. With the recent ruling going all the way through the end of the year, were you prepared for that? And if so, how does this change your recruiting more than it already has?
I assumed it would happen, Chris. I think it's unfortunate for the student athletes more than anything, just because, you know, a lot of them are playing reduced senior seasons or not even getting to play their senior season at all. And so that's hardly one hit. And now they don't really get to go through a normal cycle where they're taking official visits and those type of things. So I feel for them. As far as we are concerned, we've kind of been planning for this, that, you know, without official visits, try and do the best we can as far as can't get live evaluations, but we're trying to get as much video and whether it's practice, workouts, actual game tape, whatever it is, trying to do the best we can to kind of finish out our class. You know, I think the one side effect, I think you'll see less flips. You know, if guys aren't allowed to take official visits, I think you'll see fewer flips than maybe I thought earlier. You know, you and I had talked in some of these press conferences earlier when all these flurry of commitments started. I thought it would go, you know, looking back when we were doing that back in April and May or whatever, is I thought what would happen is, you know, not being able to see in the future as far as how this pandemic would go. But I thought all these commitments, there would be, you know, we had a record number of early commits. I thought we would have a record number of late flips, but without official visits, I'm not sure that'll happen.
We'll take one last question from Mike Kazaza. Go ahead, Mike.
Neil, you got them late last season and then early this season. I'm guessing ordinarily that'd be kind of a benefit teaching because they can absorb and recall things better. But is that skewed a little bit now because, you know, they have Wallace this game? The quarterback is who knows? They have a new offensive coordinator. Does it help at all, or is it very different?
I think it's probably split in all ways. You know, I'll speak on each side of the ball, is defensively, they were quite a bit different last week. Now, you don't know if why that was. Are they going to be different, or were they just a little bit different last week? So you really look at not necessarily the schematics of it, but the one-on-one matchups, you know, the O-line versus D-line, receivers versus DBs, kind of go back and look and see how individual players did. So that's kind of the way we've attacked that. More kind of look and see how our guys did. And then as far as this is a difficult prep game for us defensively, because they do have a new play caller. Unsure of who's going to be the quarterback, you know, and now in this game, they do have Tylan Wallace, which is a whole different piece than when we played them last year at the end of the year. So normally it'd be a good thing. I'm not sure that it's going to make a whole lot of difference this time.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you all. Y'all have a good day.
At the podium, the Mountaineer head coach for Oklahoma State Week, Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley here upstairs at Mountaineer Field. And a lot he went over. Let's first start on what is an early theme, I think, for this game, Wolf. Mm-hmm. And that is West Virginia's defensive line, one of its strongest strengths. And perhaps Oklahoma State's weak link, at least they showed that, maybe against Tulsa, yielding six sacks. A lot of big guys up there. How mobile are they? Not sure, but Neil went as far as saying that that's an important as a matchup that we will have in this game on Saturday afternoon down in Stillwater.
Well, if you recall watching the Mountaineers from last year to the first game of this season, you will see an attacking defensive line and linebackers that are moving around, attacking points, attacking the shoulders, okay, trying to get into that zone concept, because when you see OSU, they are zone run, outside zone, inside zone, split zone, 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 with a little bit of counter and power. So when you look at that, you're trying to break that zone down and break those barriers. And what you want to do is you want to hit those weak spots, which are the shoulders. You don't want to hit them in the center, right? Because that's where they're strongest. And they're big guys, and they're like 310, 315, 320. So they want to get out there. Now, if they get a hold of you, look out, man, because now you got to have some butt to back it up. But if you can attack and split that, that's where you can penetrate and make what our defense does best, TFLs and possibly sacks.
And we're agile enough on the front, you would think. That we're able to go ahead and do it. So there's a potential big key to the game here early on a Tuesday afternoon. Though, offensively, we know that Oklahoma State, quite a juggernaut, and as Neil just mentioned here in his last answer, that there's so many unknowns, new play caller. You've got, obviously Chuba Hubbard here, who could win a Heisman. Mm-hmm. You've got Tylan Wallace, a factor that we did not see last year. And you don't know who the quarterback is going to be. So there's a lot going on, and yes, West Virginia is going to have their hands full between now and then. One thing that can help the cause, if you get 8.25 yards every first down on the offensive side of the ball, as West Virginia did in that win against Eastern Kentucky, largely because of the Mountaineer run game. So we're going to focus on that. Much improved, it seems, while the opponent may not necessarily be a great litmus test. Last week in the Colonels of EKU, we do know that OSU will be. So let's go ahead and chat with Chad Scott, West Virginia's running back coach, co-offensive coordinator, and one of the big runners for WVU a couple of Saturdays ago against EKU and Alex Sinkfield. Those will be our guests when we return. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show live here across MSN. Stay with us. It's all presented to you by our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Shorter days and cooler nights, and the sweet sounds of fans chanting Hail WV can only mean one thing. It's football season, and now at GoMart, you can play along in-store while WVU plays on the field with the Mountaineer First and Goal Contest. Rush to score a touchdown as you gain yards by purchasing qualifying items each month. The best part, gear up for next season with GoMart's monthly WVU giveaways. Leading up to the ultimate win, a tailgate and tickets package, or a game during the 2021 football season. Go to GoMart.com for more details.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
Throughout the state of West Virginia, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks for being with us. We just heard from the head coach of the Mountaineers a short time ago. You can always listen to this show on demand if you follow us on Twitter, by the way, at WVUMSN. For those watching on all of our digital platforms, simply rewind. On the audio side, we'll be podcasting this program. Just follow WVUMSN on Twitter, and you'll be able to find the show on demand and listen to Coach in its entirety. Well, we're pleased to be joined by running back coach Chad Scott, who's with us. This segment is presented by our friends at Farmer Klein and Campbell. If you're injured in an accident, call Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Coach Scott, thanks so much for joining us on the phone live here. So far, so good with the running game. I know there's going to be a strong test here coming up on Saturday afternoon, but I know you were able to check a lot of boxes on Saturday with the run game.
Yes, we're pleased with where we were in the run game, and I think it was great for the running backs to see that the things that they continuously rep throughout fall camp, come to fruition, in terms of, the repetitions and the discipline that it takes to do the little things, right every single day. So I think that was really good for those guys to see the success they had, come from the little things that they was able to do day in and day out within practice.
As far as Lenny Brown, Alex Singfield, Tony Mathis, one thing that Neil mentioned is that he really wanted to see the vision of the runners to improve,
right,
in that they would find that quick hole, keep their eyes upfield.
Right.
What did you do in particular to really get that into a better spot? Because it looked like their vision was about as good as it could be.
Right. First of all, I thought three of those guys have done a great job just grasping the power of practice and the discipline that it takes to win practice. One of the things that we harped on big time was just understanding defense and how to manipulate, defenders to get them to where we want to get them, to get to where we want to go. And, instead of just talking about, keep your shoulders square and look at, this and that, doing a better job of studying personnel and demeanor of guys and doing a great job of just manipulating those guys to getting where we want them to go, to get where they want to get. And seeing the success that they had in practice doing that, and able to go in the game and do the same thing helps those guys out. So that was the biggest thing in terms of my adjustment is getting those guys up to use their eyes and their vision to manipulate defenders and bring those guys to the blocks instead of, you know, just running to holes, bringing defenders to our blockers and getting where we need to get.
Yeah, Coach, continuing on with that thought, how much, being that this is year two with, you know, right, you as the co-offensive coordinator and as a running right back coach, is timing right for and patience that they had to have? Not only do they need the vision, but they have to work right through the patience and timing as well, which is all about reps and experience.
It really is, and that's tough. You know, that's a big adjustment. A lot of it is exactly what you said. It's patience and repetition. Because, you know, you got to have, we talk about it all the time, the great ones going to make their cuts at right up in the line of scrimmage. You know, the good ones going, the average guys make it as soon as they get the football. But it does take a lot of, you know, repetition and patience, particularly with what we're running. We're running the zone schemes, and when you're running zone schemes, you know, you have to, you know, get the patience and the repetition to get those guys to believe that I literally have to press it up all the way up in the line of scrimmage and get a linebacker to commit and bring him to the blocks before I can make my cut.
So, yeah, like, Coach, when you have the fall camp and then you had the EKU week, how did you right go ahead and prepare for the bye week? What did you guys do?
Say it one more time.
I said when you were with the bye week last week, how did you prepare for that? Right. What did you actually do in that?
What we did in that particular week, just continue to do the little drills that we did to get those guys continue to work in their eye discipline. You know, just a lot of the read drills and working with the offensive line. It's one of the big adjustments we made is doing a better job of working with the offensive line and getting the offensive line and the running back to, you know, give them the same page and get the running backs to see a smaller picture. You know, we've been breaking up the offensive line, doing like half line run. And so we did a lot of that so the backs and the linemen can see a smaller picture, called see a little, see a lot. And so the running backs can see, like I said, a smaller picture and understand what it takes to bring those defenders to the blockers. And for the offensive linemen to understand what the backs are trying to do so we're all on the same page. So that was one of the biggest things we worked on last week, was a lot of half-line runs so the running backs and the line on the same page.
Chad Scott is with us, West Virginia running back coach here on the Mountaineer Sports Network, the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Up next, we're going to chat with running back Alex Sinkfield. Neil mentioned at his press conference last week, Coach, that he's really taken to some coaching, especially after last season. He put in a lot of work right in the offseason. Can you maybe right elaborate on that? What exactly you and he in particular worked on to get him in a great spot to where he is really accepting coaching and taking coaching, as Neil mentioned?
Right. Really. Honestly, you know, it's funny. One of the things that I thought he's done a phenomenal job in all season, you know, working on the things that play to his strengths. And one of the, you know, the things that I continuously talk about from the time we started camp to now is game-like behavior. You know, he's always had, you know, good days in practice and whatnot, and wasn't necessarily always consistent, but I preached the same message to Sinkfield since we started, which was practice with game-like behavior. You know, take advantage of impromptu moments in practice where you might break out at a DB or a linebacker may be coming on the pursuit angle. Instead of giving up on that particular play, you know, use that impromptu moment as a game-like behavior. Mm-hmm. So you start to build repetition, you start to build habit, and those habits carry over. We talk about creating habits to allow you to be your best when your best needed. And I think Alex Sinkfield has done a phenomenal job since we started camp of capitalizing on every impromptu moment and we're literally finishing through the defense in terms of getting those game-like behaviors. And he's got a habit right now where it happens naturally and it carried over to the game. And I think him having that success from our first scrimmage, because we did that in practice. Then we had our first scrimmage. One of the things I did was, you know, I didn't say anything different to him that I said throughout the weeks of practice on that particular game because I didn't want to, you know, like bring a different level of excitement to him, just let him go play as if it's an elevated practice. We had a successful scrimmage. And so I kind of been consistent with my message even to the last game. You know, I spoke the same language I spoke in practice throughout the game. And, you know, he went out there and was able to do the same things he's been doing in practice. So that's what Sinkfield's done a phenomenal job of, is practicing with game-like behavior every day in practice. And he's been able to see his results from practice carry over to Saturdays.
And it sounds like he's been extremely purposeful, and so far so good here through game one. Looking forward to the test here as Big 12 play opens on Saturday afternoon. Chad Scott, West Virginia running back coach, co-offensive coordinator, thank you so much for your time, and we're wishing you all the best on Saturday.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, that's Chad Scott. Really interesting stuff there, particularly on Alex Singfield. Purposeful moments in practice, you use them accordingly, and you could see some real tangible growth, which by all accounts, that's what Singfield has experienced. And we'll talk to him coming up next on the West Virginia on the Mountaineer Sports Network. West Virginia running back Alex Singfield will join us when we return. So stay with us. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show continues right after this.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we welcome you back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show here on the Mountaineer Sports Network. It's all brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Dan and Wolf here. Nothing as far as breaking news from Neil today, but he did highlight what we believe is going to be a big matchup. That's West Virginia's defensive line against Oklahoma State's offensive line. And this is really the first time that West Virginia obviously is heading on the road, and the protocol, the travel, the testing, all of that, as you mentioned, there's a lot of trepidation there. So WVU is going to try to put it all to the test, no pun intended here. And so far, so good. Our fingers are crossed. And so far, so good, the West Virginia running game. Wolf, 8.25 yards on first down. That was a real bugaboo for WVU last year. Lack of success on first down. Well, you have to have a really good running game to get that 8.25. And there's a lot of strides that West Virginia made in the offseason. We just heard from Chad Scott here, and now we're joined by Alex Singfield on the telephone line right now to talk about his progress, the unit's progress as well. Alex, thanks so much for joining us here on MSN. Great to be with you.
Thank you guys for having me.
So, Alec, Neil shouted you out in his press conference last week, saying that you really took to coaching in the offseason. And we just spoke with Chad Scott here a moment ago about that. And he mentioned that your practice, your reps, every moment that you could take, you made as purposeful as you possibly could be. Can you elaborate on that and tell us how you were able to get better this offseason and how your work really led to the results that we saw against Eastern Kentucky?
Well, like Coach Scott said, every opportunity is limited. So I took I still take every rep like it's a game rep. And over the off season, I just really focused on what I needed to improve. At the end of the year, Coach Scott gave me some things that he thought I should get better on. And I took that and ran with it and just bettered myself from that point on until now.
By all accounts, it looks like there was a physical transformation as well, that you put in some serious work with Mike Joseph in the offseason. Can you talk about how you transform your body to be able to get to this point? Because everything looks different.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that 3-month break at home gave me like a fresh, I guess, new wind. And me and my trainer back home kind of like sat down and talked about where I needed to improve strength-wise and how could I make, you know, that change from last year into this year. And we came up with a plan and we stuck to it, and that's the results that came out.
How are you stronger? I'm curious, what did you do this particular offseason? Because that's interesting that you went in with a trainer, you really put in some serious work and you identified it. What did you identify? What did you work on?
Well, mostly just explosion. Upper body, lower body strength, mostly lower body. Just improving my strength all the way around. When I first got here, I was like 183, 182, and now I'm winning like 190. So just getting bigger and being able to withstand the hits throughout the season.
Yeah, Alec, you know, yeah, it's obvious that you've improved your body. But what I really want to get into is what we actually talked with Coach Scott about is the cerebral approach and with your timing, your vision, and the experience through repetitions that you've had that you've really improved in that matter. So how much has this cerebral, not, hey, we know that your body's there, we know that you got the explosion, and you did a really great job in the first game, but where is the mental game coming in?
Well, Coach Scott took a lot of time with us and really helped us understand defenses and how to create those big runs and how to use the defense against themselves, just like manipulating linebacker, bringing the linebackers to the blocks, helping the O-line, being able to block downfield and stuff like that, making the blocks easier for them.
Yeah, you know what else is now? Let's move on to Oklahoma State University, and you've been breaking down the film. I've been looking at them, and I've seen their defense, and obviously they're going to give you a lot of fronts with a 3-2 a box, a 4-2 box, 4-1 box. They give you a lot of multiple fronts up there. What is going on through your mind when you're looking at these defensive fronts as it applies to the running game?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. Like I said, no matter what we run, we still have to do the little things, and that's just bring the linebackers to the block and use the linebackers against themselves and making them think we're going one way and we're actually going the other. It's just manipulation, big thing. No matter what front or how the defense plays, we are in control and we have to understand that.
Alec Sinkfield is with us, West Virginia running back. He and Lenny Brown, a terrific 1-2 punch. Just take us through, the 60,000-foot view of how the running back, the running game, not the running back room, but the running game in general has gotten better. Why are we going to have more production? Why are we going to be more successful in that facet as opposed to last year, Alec?
I think we have a better connection with the O-line this year, and we want to perform well for them, and they want to perform well for us, and we have a better understanding that. Right now, we're just hungry to be improved from last year because last year wasn't the best representation of ourselves. And it's just coming into this year, we want to make a statement that that's not who we are, and we're 10 times better than we were last year.
How hungry are you personally? This is a big year for you in many respects.
Yeah, definitely. I had my trials and tribulations for the past 3 years, three seasons. I think it's not really hungry. I'm just finally getting a chance to show, my family and everyone out there that this is who I am and what I can do on the field.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it because we've been looking forward for this for a long, long time, and we wish you all the best on Saturday against Oklahoma State. Belated congratulations to you on a terrific performance against Eastern Kentucky, and we'll be catching up with you, Alec Sinkfield, before too long here down the road.
Absolutely, thank you guys for having me.
All right, that's Alec Sinkfield. A lot of good things we heard when he came in, and mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine that this is it for Alec Sinkfield. Boy, time does fly, but now he's, I think, really growing into that potential that we've heard so much about, and it's great to see, Wolf.
Well, I really like the 1-2 punch that he said with Letty Brown because, you got the big back and Letty going there and the north and south. And Alec, he can go north and south. He can go east and west. So he really does give you a different dimension there as well. And I want to say this, man. It's year two, Danny. And, people were there like, oh, the offense is struggling. And, yeah, they did struggle, certainly at times for sure, last season. But it is year two. And with the experience and the knowledge and the cerebral and the bodies being older and better and understanding Neil Brown and the offensive staff, and then you look at the defensive staff. So there's going to be a lot of good things happening more that you're going to see and say, year two really does make a lot of difference. And I just want to say good luck to this young brother right here because he's a solid young man, and I really wish him the best, and he's fought, and he obviously has prepared for the season, whether it's through Mike Joseph or on his own. Kudos to him.
And putting in a lot of work for sure. Well, West Virginia has been putting in a lot of work on Oklahoma State. When we return, we'll give you our final thoughts and take a little bit of a deeper dive into OSU as we prep you for game week here against the Cowboys. Amazing. It's Big 12 play already on our doorstep. West Virginia prepares for their trip to Stillwater. Stay with us. Coverage of the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. This segment brought to you by our friends at CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. We'll be back in just a moment here on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
Morgantown's number one new home builder and the official home builder of WVU Athletics, Dan Ryan Builders, builds award-winning homes for Mountaineers and their fans. Make your first home or your last home a dream home by Dan Ryan Builders. Dan Ryan Builders and WVU, a winning combination. Let's go, Mountaineers! Visit DanRyanBuilders.com to learn more.
Dan Ryan Builders, better value, better living.
Welcome back to my Mountaineer Field, Milan Pushkar Stadium, WVU, and OSU coming up on Saturday, 3:30, nationally televised contest on ABC, and we'll begin our coverage at high noon across many of these MSN affiliates, and it'll be a commercial-free first half hour. We will inundate
commercial-free
with all things golden blue. That
my
means
favorite.
More time for Dale Wolfley to talk and hear his own voice.
Yes,
so
thank
I'll
you.
Allow you an opportunity to hear your own voice with some early keys to victory against the Pokes.
Before I get into that, what I really quickly want to say is, you know, you were talking about, you know, the stress of travel with all the new regulations and all that. You know, who really cares anymore? Because honestly, you've been through so much to get to this point. What else is really going to affect you, you know, besides not playing? So getting to the keys to victory, Danny, I'm going to say this is that, you know, against OSU's offensive line, the defense needs to stand up to it and strong, and they need to use their speed and attacking points to make differences in TFLs and sacks. Offensively, Jared Deggy and the wide receivers and running backs, they all got to be on the same page because they're going to see multiple fronts, multiple coverages. And again, I stress that it's cerebral, man, as much as it is physical. They're really going to have to do. And we got to win special teams. Every week, I'm going to say the same thing, Danny, so it's going to be a recording. But if you win special teams, you can go ahead and win the ball game.
All right, well, we'll continue to break it down throughout the course of the week. On Thursday night, 6 until 8, it'll be Tony, Coach Brown, and the Wolfman with the Neil Brown Show. And then Wolf will join myself, Coach Dwight Wallace, Jed Drenning, and the entire cast of thousands. At, again, high noon, it's the Go Mart Mountaineer Tailgate Show. Special thanks to everybody who joined us here on this special MSN presentation of the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Hail West Virginia, let's go Mountaineers. As always, this is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com. That's CECinc.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.